How's everybody doing? Good? How many went deer hunting yesterday? How many of you got anything yesterday? Yeah. Wasn't a good day, was it? There's always tomorrow, but I'm glad you're here today. I've got some things I want to show you here. First of all, who can tell me what that is? Just don't answer yet. Asher, what is it?
It's a statue that when people die, they make statues of other people.
Very close. It's a statue. There are statues for when people die, but this is, let me tell you a little word. It's called an idol. And it's a Buddhist idol, and they bring offerings, and they give food to this golden idol, and do you think that idol can eat the food that is brought? No, because it's not alive. And so in a certain parts of the world, even in the United States, people worship idols. But I want to talk to you about some of my idols. You know, I've had to work at getting rid of some idols. Okay, let me show you the first one. Everybody look. What is this?
A tennis racket.
A tennis racket. Is it a bad thing?
No.
Is it a good thing?
Yes.
Okay, listen. Can it be an idol?
Yes.
Yes. When this becomes more important than God, it becomes an idol. And tennis was my idol. Most people around here don't even care. But I can play, but I don't play much anymore. All right, let me show you another idol. What is that?
Money.
You know people worship money?
What?
No.
Oh, yeah, you do. When you work all the time, work, 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 and all your whole goal is to have money? Okay, let me show you another one. Who are these two people?
Liam.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Are they bad?
No.
Sometimes.
Could they be an idol?
Yes.
And listen to me. Listen to me. See, idols are anything that can get in the way of your relationship with God. And grandchildren, trust me, can do that. Let me show you another one. Who are these people? Who?
Your son and daughter. It's your sons and daughters.
It's my son and daughters. Are they good?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know.
But can they be an idol?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, y'all are smart.
What's the teddy bear for?
What's the teddy bear for? That's a good one. Okay. Do you know what this is?
Baylor.
A Baylor bear. Do you know Baylor won yesterday? Beat the number two team in the nation?
What?
Now, is this little bear that I got for my beautiful wife bad?
No.
Somebody's being honest. Okay, but listen. Hey, listen. You can make your college football or basketball an idol. And you know what? We won yesterday, and I was real excited. But the truth is, they've gotten beat so many years. I think we've only beat them three times in the last 20 years. So here's what, you know, it's just a football team. It's not worth worshiping. And I wanted to talk to you about that because it's easy to say, well, I'm not bad. I don't worship idols. But here is a definition that I want you to think about. The Apostle John's writing, and he's writing Christians, and he's saying, dear children, now listen, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your heart. Whether it be money, whether it be tennis, whether it be football, whether it be family, all of those things can become an idol, okay? The only thing that should be in your heart As the most important thing is Jesus. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. I thank you for how smart they are. I pray that they would have the right kind of things in their heart, and that's Jesus. And I thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Get you a piece and go.